When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here we go. Hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. LA Live is now 37 and a half minutes away. The expressway is coming to you in 20. We'll go commercial free to the top from there. In between now and then, in addition to the finest, here's the Chief.
Okay, we have an opportunity for somebody to step up and rise to the occasion. Football guy of the day. Who can name the names that are on this list? Saw this from Brandon Lurie, our good buddy. Micah Parsons needs one sack on Sunday night to reach 50 sacks for his career.
Okay.
He would be the sixth player since 1982 to record at least 50 sacks in his first four seasons. Who would he be joining on this list?
Reggie White.
Ding, ding, ding. Gavin Dawson's on the board.
Lawrence Taylor.
Not on the board.
Marcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware, ding, ding, ding. We got two.
Okay, one of the Watts has got to be on here.
Which one?
J.J.
J.J. Watt.
Hey, J.J.
Okay.
Yeah, him and the Texans are fantastic, and he's definitely on the list. You have, give us a hint.
Is there a weird one?
Is it one more?
There's two more.
Two more.
Bruce Smith, they both start with first name letter D. And they're all Hall of Famers, of course.
Dwight Freeney.
And Deacon Jones.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good guess.
Broadus, you want to get on the board? Do you have an opportunity to capitalize?
Dan Hampton.
No, not Dan Hampton.
We go to Kansas City.
Oh, Derek Thomas.
There you
go, Wolchuk. Great work. Good one, Gavin. Mm. Nice pull there.
I was gonna make it co-football guy of the day champions, but I think Gavin Dawson swooped in there.
Well done.
That was a tough one.
That was a good pull.
But nice work, gentlemen. Yeah, that's where Micah Parsons stands right now. And of course he's gonna get one more sack before season's over, so he'll be involved here.
Pretty legendary company right there. That means he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Especially with missing some games this year. And still pacing at a really, really nice rate. People within the Jets organization and within the Garrett Wilson circle believe that he will be requesting a trade from the Jets this offseason.
He can't enter the transfer portal? I'd love to see NFL players enter the transfer portal. That would be fun.
Well, I saw
Cowboys clean up.
Mother football.
They might have guys leave. They might just go, I've had enough.
Every player gets one transfer portal opportunity.
No, not one. The whole team gets a transfer. Crazy. They want.
No, every player gets one for their whole career. Is what I'm saying.
No, as many as you want.
As many as you want every year. We're jumping.
Make these general managers really have to work.
Who wouldn't want to play with the Chiefs?
That's the pro scout in you that would be like, yeah, I'd like to have that player.
I tell you, that's what Mike Lombardi and them are thinking about North Carolina right now. They don't have certain players.
Yeah.
They're just going to go raid other teams.
Shireen Williams was suggesting you just have the trade deadline. Like, there is no trade deadline. You can always make trades. Like, the Lions right now would be wheeling and dealing with all their injuries.
They would probably be worried about teams really tanking it. Then,
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Really tanking.
And inside deals, handshake agreements to load up a, I wouldn't mind pushing it back another month, though. They've already pushed it back recently.
Yeah, I'd be totally in favor of that. I mean, on that same note, you have the Dolphins reportedly may potentially release Calais Campbell if they are eliminated officially from the playoffs to let him sign with a contender. So they're trying to do right by old Calais there. But The problem is he's got to clear waivers. So it's right. not necessarily like he can guarantee himself that he's going to go to a contending team.
And would a team want him for the long term?
I mean, no. I mean, it's fair to say, like, all the teams.
So after
the
trade, Buffalo came to mind to me, like, they'd be in here so, big time. They need help.
Yeah, totally.
So the rule, again, is that if a vested veteran, it's before the trade deadline, you can go, you get your free. After the trade deadline, you're part of subject to waivers.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And if you're a wild card team, you're like, I'm not going to let my potential opponent have a shot at this.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. There would be teams that are like fringe playoff teams that would probably put the claim in, and now he's going to a team that may or may not make the playoffs. It's not a surefire deal that unless his agent can find a way to back channel and just talk to these teams like, please don't, please don't, please don't.
Yeah, I bet he just doesn't get claimed because of that.
He's at the age where he could just be like, I'll just
Do agents have that kind of pull where they can say, my client this offseason is not signing with you if you claim Calais now? Could you pull that kind of?
I think you could make mention that you have no interest of being there after this season. Sure,
but I'm talking about other players.
That'd be interesting, though, man.
You know, like I'm Calais Campbell's agent,
yeah.
And one of my players is on Atlanta, who's right. hoping to make the playoffs.
Right.
If you claim Calais, we're taking our business elsewhere. You're gonna lose. You're gonna get Calais.
I don't think that.
I think that happens in the NBA all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, the NBA is the most egregious about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with him.
If somebody's listening that knows that answer, then the organization text me and let me know.
That'd be nice.
Because I don't think so. Not in football, no.
Yeah, the agents run the association. Maybe.
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like these veterans that get cut, like we just saw Odell Beckham Jr., maybe nobody just wanted him. But like it seems as though they do clear waivers, and now they're kind of just free to sign where they want. So maybe there is some of that going on.
Have you guys ever heard of, Broadus in particular, have you ever heard of the idea of trying to combat high altitudes with drinking beet juice?
No, but I heard it's really good for high blood pressure.
Okay.
Beets are supposed to be very healthy.
No, I've
never heard that.
It's supposed to help you, yeah, that and these certain kinds of teas.
I'm also an idiot.
Well, yeah. That was apparently something that head coach Shane Steichen of the Colts talked about having his team do in lead up to their epic loss to the Broncos on Sunday at Mile mm-hmm. High.
So are they blaming the beet juice
for the altitude?
I don't think he's lashing out and blaming the beet juice. Okay, so I think he was just trying to sort of, after the fact, sell the idea that they did everything in their power to prepare for the altitude. Unlike the Dolphins when they're playing in Lambeau, or apparently Rhett Lashley and the Mustangs before they go take on Penn State this weekend. Yeah, we'll just stay in the, you know, 70 degrees, and then we'll figure it out come game day when it's wind chills of 13.
I think you nailed it based on what I can find here in about 10-15 seconds. It like dilates the blood vessels. It can mitigate all sorts of high altitude problems with your cardio.
High blood pressure.
I dig that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, how many we had a couple of Tolos, Wolchuk, over the weekend at Martin House, and they're heading up to the Rockies to enjoy some Christmas.
That's true.
And we were letting them know, like, hey, because it was a couple of first timers, they're going on a ski trip. I was like, hey, that altitude, that first day or two, that's going to tear you up. Like, just be prepared. You're going to have the time of your life.
That chairlift.
Oh, boy, Vin.
It's going to tear you up. So, I mean, yeah, our guy Vin, you know, Vinny, man, get you some beet juice before you hit the slopes. Yeah.
Apparently, it can improve cognitive function as well.
Yeah.
Your player's breathing better, thinking better.
You ever had borscht, Brian?
Never.
Borscht is a beet soup. It's actually delicious.
I've not had it, but it is.
It's a Polish dish.
I've seen it on a menu before.
Deli News, yeah.
Yep.
Where I
They've studied it as well. There's science to it. Hmm.
This is awesome, man. I mean, it clearly didn't work out for the Colts. Yeah. I mean, cognitively speaking, there's no way Shane Steichen was drinking beet juice after he called the worst trick play we've ever seen that got house called. So maybe he was the
maybe
only one.
Maybe he got altitude sickness calling that play.
Beans. Yeah. Gosh. Did you guys see what Jay Glazer was talking about with the Eagles?
No, what'd Jay say?
Apparently, Brandon Graham and Big Dumb went to Jalen Hurts' house over the bye week to tell him that that he needs to be better connecting with his teammates.
Nice.
And apparently it struck a chord with him. Yeah. And now you'll see him interacting more with Sirianni, more with his teammates, hugging up on A.J. Brown, trying to act like he cares about his teammates. He's doing a hell of a job.
That's terrific leadership by Dom or whoever had that call. I mean, in the middle of that.
Dumb.
Yes, Dom. I mean, shoot, that's terrific. That's leadership right there.
That's the guy, dude. It's crazy. Every couple of weeks, there's a new something about what Big Dumb is doing to help save the Eagles.
He
was really nice to Woolchuck and I. He really was.
But I can't say
that matters.
He does give off.
I thought he was friendly.
Did he connect well with you guys?
Yeah, he did. We told him.
He connected well with Brian. Brian connects well with the Eagles people. I don't know what it is.
Didn't he turn down? Didn't you offer him something? He turned it down. Did you offer him up a cheesesteak or something and he turned it down? It
wasn't all he offered him. You remember Vegas?
Oh.
Dom just didn't have an Adam's apple. Nobody was nice.
He was very nice.
Broadest RuPaul jokes are some of my favorites.
You're taking it like a hell of a sport, too. And
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
You're doing a good job.
The truth usually hurts, but not for Broadest, man. All right.
Took it well that night, too.
We mentioned yesterday how it seems like all of a sudden, I don't know. Who's Mike Vrabel's agent? I'm wondering how much he is influencing things right now, because every time I turn around, if it's not Big Dumb saving the Eagles, it's Mike Vrabel being at the top of the list for every team.
Ohio State Vrabel.
That has it.
Bears, Vrabel.
Yes, Bears Vrabel.
Patriots,
Raiders
Vrabel.
Vrabel. Cowboys Vrabel.
Vrabel.
And yes, you mentioned the Patriots. Now it is. It's the Patriots that are being thrown
they
around.
They still have a coach.
They do still have a coach, even though.
Didn't these guys play together?
I wonder if it's Jimmy Sexton.
Ooh, I don't know if they ever. If
was there overlap with Vrabel and Mayo?
I don't believe there was, but I cannot confirm that. But apparently,
I'll look that up. But Jimmy Sexton might be his guy.
Well Sexton is.
Yeah, that guy's a legend.
That guy is super in the know, especially with the college football coaches.
Yeah, no, he's
getting
got
those guys
all.
Paid left and right. Yeah. And maybe that helps him. I mean, if I'm a Buckeyes fan, I would definitely rather have Vrabel than frickin' Ryan Day.
Oh my God, that's a night and day.
That's
difference.
A no brainer.
Maybe that's a dude, yeah.
Maybe Vrabel sees what Belichick's doing and he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Can you imagine if that fight happens at the 50-yard line and Vrabel's the coach?
Oh.
Vrabel ain't putting up with that.
Dude.
What a difference. What 6 months makes when we've got the report from Diana Rossini that everybody's basically just scared and terrified of Vrabel. He's too intimidating. He's too big. We can't have him in work meetings.
He's too big.
You know? And now everybody wants him.
I mean, now that I think back on that report, though, it just doesn't seem like a fit for the Cowboys. A dominating personality. Someone who's going to tell you like it is. I just don't see that.
Who would like that?
Neil Cornish.
Us?
You know, I would love it.
Neil Cornish.
Wait, what is it Cornish?
Yeah, it's, well, I'm saying it wrong. Neil Cornrich. Cornrich.
Cornrich.
Neil Cornrich.
Well, I've never heard of that guy, but he must be doing a hell of a job because, Vrabel's name is circulating in a huge way right now. Tom Curran, who is super in the know on all things Patriots, says Mike Vrabel would definitely be interested in coaching New England. And he says, I think that he looks at the Patriots and despite the warts, says, I'll go back there. Old Chuck said that before.
I'll go back.
I don't know. That'll be interesting to see because now you have like with the Drake May stuff looking like he might be decent. That becomes more of a job that maybe teams or coaches will be like, yeah, I would like to do that. I still think if I'm the Patriots, I'd be going all out for Ben Johnson to tie to Drake May if you're going to fire Gerard Mayo. But, yeah, Vrabel is just – he's on fire right now. So kudos to him. All right, let's go ahead and close things down here by asking Detroit Lions running back, now the bell cow. He's not the lightning to Montgomery's thunder or whatever their Sonic Boom duo names are.
His knuckles.
But he's the bell cow now. And I would like to just tee up a question to Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr, what would be the present that you think you would most like to get for your head coach, Man Campbell?
Probably just like a big ass bone.
Bone?
Like a bone, like a big dog bone.
That was Kay Adams there doing the obvious retort.
A bone?
That is Jahmyr Gibbs doing the exact thing that I wanted him to do there. Just continue to paint a mythical picture about your head coach, who I imagine crawling around on all fours and barking at people in the facilities. I know he doesn't do that on the sidelines, but what a great gift there for him.
A
I imagine
weird visual, man.
He would go fetching that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he would gnaw on that thing for hours.
That bone wouldn't stand a chance.
You'd get close to him. You know, he'd be growling at the family members. have to think about taking him to a shelter after a night like that. Merry Christmas. He was a little aggressive towards his last night. We gave him one of those knuckle bones and a Kong filled with peanut butter. We'll hit the expressway. Why the Mavs named the new CEO and what he's likely targeting is coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation. And the
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we go. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top. LA Live, Lucius Alexander is coming up at 5:40 here on your home of the Cowboys, here on your home of the Texas Rangers. Some interesting injury news coming out of this practice report. This segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And the expressway itself is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Okay, we're going to start with Baker Mayfield not practicing with knee pain. I believe that would be Kyle Trask if he, for some reason, re-aggravates that knee early on. Or I'm sure he's on track to play. This is a big rest day for a lot of players. I saw Eric Kendricks get the day off, a couple of others with non-injury related, just a rest day. But, I mean, that's a potential thing to keep an eye on, right, with Baker Mayfield. If he can't play, that's a huge advantage for the Cowboys. So hopefully he's okay. There's nothing serious wrong with his knee, but if for some reason he could not play, that would definitely swing the door open. And, man, it's crazy. Even though the Cowboys won, they've won 3 of 4. Got into a big argument the other night with you guys about how, you know, I think they've improved significantly in their running game and defensive plan gives them a shot to win maybe 2 out of these 3. You know, I'm now terrified by what we talked about earlier in the show where you guys are saying this is maybe the least depth that you've seen in a first round in quite a while. Brian said he might struggle to find 15 players with first round grades.
Yeah.
So you slip to 15, 16, 17, and all of a sudden it could be close to a 50-50 shot. You could end up with another first-round pick that's not a surefire starter. That's tough, you know, to look at. But we'll keep an eye on Baker Mayfield's situation. Maybe he'll be back at practice tomorrow. Now, with the Cowboys injury report, Brian, there's a lot of dudes on this thing, DNP in today.
Yeah.
Chuma, Mozzie, Nick Vigil amongst them, but Mike McCarthy said at his press conference that everybody has a good chance to play on the list, yeah, other than Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is that Wednesday's kind of traditionally their day. They give all their players off, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then get ready for that Sunday night game. So every time it seems like as we're dealing through this, the Wednesday report's always pretty big.
Seems like the Romo Wednesday started that trend maybe a decade or so ago, and now it's quite popular, probably a good idea. Okay, salute to Travis and George and our friends at Whataburger. Looks like they dropped off a feast for the media up there at the start of the day. You see those pictures on social media?
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah.
I think it was the media had their holiday party. Like, I think because I was on.
Oh, is that what it was?
With Nick Harris this morning, and he was saying that they were all doing their ugly sweaters and all that stuff. So
I think Joe Hoyt crushed it with his ugly sweater today.
Did he?
Well, cheers to everybody downstairs here at 75 and Fitzy. We're having our Odyssey party right now. You enjoying it, Brian?
I'm having a blast. Love it. Yeah.
Woo! It is a Stars game night. We are now just 1 hour and 4 minutes away from the puck dropping. It's going to be a 6:30 start. This must be national TV, I guess. But another big-time matchup and a possible finals preview for your hockey team tonight. And a big test as the Stars coming in, winning 3 of 4. They reverse the trend. Defense has been playing great, but can they slow down this high-powered offense led by Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, and William Nylander? And I know you know those guys well. They're dominant in the power play.
Matthews is really good.
So, you know, special teams may be a big deal tonight. Transition defense is huge as well. You get these Maple Leafs in space, and it's a nightmare, Wolchuk.
And you get the return of Chris Tanev back to the Dallas Stars against his old team with Toronto. This is going to be an amazing game. Two of the best teams in the league. The Leafs, perennially, they underachieve. They're like the Cowboys in the NHL.
Yeah.
But the regular seasons are usually fun, and Austin Matthews is box office. He really, really is. Maybe the best goal scorer in the sport.
Well, best of luck to the Stars tonight, and we'll be watching this first period here before too long in studio. College football bowl season. How much is TCU, Louisiana Tech, or Arkansas, Texas Tech on your radar, Wolchuk? I know you got a Tech family.
Oh, I've had conversations about going to the Arkansas, Texas Tech game with my brother-in-law after the transmission issue. I put the no, can't pull that one off.
Oh, sorry, that's right. Yeah, you got car troubles.
But I'll definitely be paying attention to that game, Texas Tech and Arkansas, 100%. But otherwise, like, it's bowl season, so I like having football on. Am I going to be just, locked in? Probably not.
More regionally irrelevant, I feel like, with Arkansas playing, though. That makes it kind of cool. I don't know. Whenever, like, I think Louisiana Tech might be my bar where I feel like I'm tuning in for just – are you watching this, Brian? Are you digesting college football like this?
Yeah, I'm – there's some games I'm really – certain bowl games I'm interested in, but Louisiana Tech had to play –
They got in because of Marshall.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems like, to me, kind of a struggle
right
there.
They lost too many guys.
Marshall said, no, we're not going to play because of the transfer portal thing. So I don't know what kind of game. I tend to...
Lost a lot of good men out there.
I tend to... The New Year's Day is when I kind of... And even though LSU's playing on 31st, Marshall? You know, I kind of feel like that maybe that... Like I say, my bowl awareness is not as once what it was.
Yeah, in this playoff situation, I mean, it already started years ago. But now I think, you know, this is really going to test the relevancy and the marketability of some of those games.
Yeah, I just, we do so much work in the draft. I'm just going to, you know, if we get the games and I can watch it then and kind of
I'll try to break it down.
Get out Dane's list and see who you can see.
I know, but Dane does a good job. If you follow Dane, he does. He puts out some of these big bowl games. He puts out the players to watch. That, you know, if they've got a lot of prospects on each team, kind of gives you a list.
We'll share those with you tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah, that's Dane Brugler. Is he still at the Athletic? Or,
still there?
Yeah.
Still there?
And yeah, he's just an incredible draft resource, friend of the show. Good pit master as well.
Yeah.
Dane will throw down some delicious barbecue for you. Jason Kidd today saying Luka Doncic did not practice. Said he'll see how he feels tomorrow before their first of two straight games against the Clippers. So I mean, that's, you know, probably going to be something that that you don't mind. Just anything else to take wear and tear off of Luka as you get through this regular season and have an eye towards the playoffs. I'm just glad he's in shape again, Brian.
Yeah, the kind of hearing some things about that, and you know, I know Tim McMahon was one of the first to talk about that Luka, you know, it was more maybe an opportunity for him to get in shape, and he wasn't with the wrist. Talked to a couple of people in the organization, said yeah. The getting in shape part was part of it, but legitimately his wrist was hurt. So they took the opportunity while he was getting his wrist right to also work on the conditioning part of it. So that's a positive. If you're going to have a situation where you can't play, at least work on the conditioning. So kind of the best of both worlds for the
Mavs. I took a lot of heat in some of those early games. I mean, the time he was trying to talk to the refs while doing the hands on the knees, like, youth sport, I'm exhausted, coach, I need to come out, but he still had to talk to the refs, but he couldn't catch his breath. I was like, holy cow, how bad a shape is he in? So that on one side of the pendulum, you have that. On the other side of it, you have he made the most out of his injury time and has no doubt come back in shape. And he's playing really, you know, good defense. He has changed his role offensively to help out his teammates and play that more of a team. So, I mean, there's multiple things going on with Luka. I just hope this is part of that gradual evolution into that guy in his prime as he approaches his late 20s here over the next couple of years. That he can also become a consummate professional. I don't know exactly how to look at that because you have evidence on both sides of that spectrum.
That's huge, though, for him because, I mean, the greatness is there, but that's like the one last step of just leveling up to being a generational dude that you can always depend on to be deep in the postseason.
Yeah, you know? there's always your biggest challenge that's going to be an obstacle in the way for Jordan. He wasn't strong enough, and back then you could play so physically that, you know, he had to commit himself into the weight room after the Pistons deployed those Jordan rules, and, you know, that ended up being quite a blessing for him.
I mean, it's always his face and his neck where you can tell, like, he's been on a bad run or he's been on a good run, and you can see it very, very easily right now since returning from the wrist injury.
Yeah.
He's definitely leaner.
There's no chipmunk cheeks. There's no extra neck blubber hanging around there. So stay dialed, Luka. You think he can stay? I mean, the All-Star break's coming up. I mean, the good thing is at least he's got to play in that game, so we'll know he'll have at least 3 or 4 hours where he's not living the good life.
Well, and he's still in that beautiful age where the bounce back opportunities are there for you. Like a 5 to 7 day commitment, and all of a sudden you go from blubber neck to all of a sudden I can see that Adam's apple.
Yeah. I mean, we're just doing journalism over here, Walchuk.
So we just won a championship. That's all we want. We want a title.
Yeah.
And blubbernecks don't win titles.
I'm still feasting off the glory of 2011. But, man, you hand us another championship, then, I think everything after that would be gravy, pun intended.
He's got the chip part down. We just need that championship to really come full circle.
The chocolate chip.
The big news today for the Mavs, though, is they announced the hiring of a new CEO, Rick Welts. He is going to replace Sint Marshall. And you're getting a freaking Hall of Famer in here who spent 46 years in the association. And I do think the biggest takeaway is this is going to ring in, the next phase of development for the new basketball arena. And the Mavs are saying they are going to honor the AAC agreement through 2031, which gives them 6+ years to, get something hammered out, 6.5 years, I guess. But I can't wait to see what they do. Everything's bigger in Texas. Could we have a new arena that's like bigger and better, or at least on par with the Chase Center? That'd be incredible. And I like the AAC. I don't think there's a thing wrong with the AAC. The game's just changed when it comes to, that kind of construction.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I would, especially since you're talking about 2031, by then, just the way these stadiums are looking and these arenas are looking incredible, dude.
I mean, so, what the Clippers just did.
Yeah, exactly. With what the Clippers just did, how many more iterations of that will you see? But yeah, if they're going to get a new one sometime in the next 6-7 years, I bet that thing will be state of the art.
Is it weird that I really just want to be there for the flush? When they have to test all the bathrooms at the same time. That feels like a historic christening moment to a stadium.
I think they invite the media for that as well.
I would like to do a live broadcast. That's put in the call.
I'll sign off on it.
Thank you.
As long as I'm here 5 or 6 years.
You're going to be here.
You get up to me and Brian's age and you have to start wondering
Brian
about these
things.
Brian
might be fishing. I don't know.
Yeah.
He says so.
Yeah, I look forward to getting out that lake, pulling out some lunkers with you.
He'll come back for the flush. You guys would come back for the flush.
Oh, absolutely. Flush.
Yeah, I'll have season tickets.
Go.
Okay.
I would be listening to you guys that day.
No, you're coming over to flush.
No, I'll be listening for sure.
Okay. The morning news did 10 things to know about CEO Rick Welts, including a championship pedigree. He's been part of 7 different championships, including one with the 79 Sonics.
Yeah.
The 3 with the Warriors, also won a WNBA championship with the Phoenix Mercury. Started his career at age 16. With the Sonics, remained with them for 10 years, eventually rising to become the franchise's media relations director at 26 years old. That's always a sign that a guy's dialed when you're 26 years old, being the president of some department for a pro sports team.
Tex Ram was like the same way
for
the Cowboys. He was like a PR guy for the Rams before he went on to being a general manager.
Man, when I was 26 years old, I couldn't get out of my own way. 36, I was barely figuring it out. Some of these guys are just out, like Derek Lively right now. You know, second year in the league, becoming the vocal leader for the team. Some dudes are just mature beyond their years.
Oh, it's funny. I mean, not funny, but I started with the Packers on my 27th birthday.
That's pretty good.
That was my December 12th of 91.
Pretty dang good.
Yeah, so got lucky there.
You were achieving?
I thought I was going the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was.
You were right there.
I was trying.
You didn't make a misstep till you left for Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I regret leaving Green Bay. Yeah. That was my biggest problem.
So the other cool thing, he worked in the New York home offices from 82 to 99. Yeah. He helped coordinate Magic Johnson's 1991 announcement that he contracted AIDS. He was the creator of the concept of NBA All-Star Weekend in 1984. Created the marketing program for the 1992 Dream Team and helped launch the freaking WNBA in 1996. That's why he's a Hall of Famer, new Mavs CEO. He was the Suns president for a while, oversaw Golden State's operations. He got in the Hall of Fame back in 2018, the same year as Jason Kidd. He's buddies with Jason Kidd, Klay Thompson, and Nico Harrison. The $1.4 billion Chase Center was like a crowning achievement of his career. He shepherded every aspect of Golden State's 7-year effort to get that thing open in San Francisco. Patrick Dumont, in multiple interviews with the news, has made no secret about wanting to build a new arena for the Mavs, perhaps as part of a casino resort development if gambling does become legalized. So the history with the Mavs exists, a close relationship with Marshall and Nico, whom he met in Phoenix about 15 years ago when Harrison was a Nike player rep. Marshall and Welts, among the first NBA executives to reach out when she became CEO in 2018. He was trying to help the NBA get back to Seattle. And he's also, this is crazy, he's been an advisor for Sixth Street Partners, global investment firm, $75 billion investments, including a 25% ownership stake in FC Barcelona, 20% ownership of the San Antonio Spurs, and more. So quite a freaking legend of pro sport here, dropping in to really take this Mavs thing to the next level. I think it's another opportunity to just recognize how great of a favor Mark Cuban did us by selling this team. Everything is, you know, trending up. Yeah, and I think we're like heading for model franchise territory here now. If you look at everything
going on.
This
guy's done a lot of things just reading about him, man. I mean, he's done a lot of things.
I don't know how you're going to find much better in the NBA. Wow, it's incredible what he's been able to accomplish.
You definitely won't find better with the Charlotte Hornets, as they have apologized for their Scrooge-like ways during Monday night's game.
This is incredible.
They brought out Hornets mascot Hugo, dressed as Santa, giving out gifts to children, including a PS5 to a very excited 13-year-old boy.
Oh, no.
Word began to spread on Twitter the boy didn't get to keep the PS5. Instead, the team took it back after the skit was over and gave him a Hornets jersey instead. I think that might break me as a Hornets fan. Like, I'm looking into the Wizards now. I'm looking at, you know, what else is within striking distance as far as our... our TV market.
They took it back?
They took it back.
They took it back, bro. And they handed him a jersey.
Okay, so they've promised to give the boy his PS5 back along with the VIP experience to a future game, so they probably pulled it out of the fire there. But how do you even conceive of an idea like that?
That's awful.
That's what I was wondering.
As the dad, aren't you punching that mascot?
Aren't you?
Yeah. I might go full roundhouse kick.
Yeah. That's. I mean...
Let's find out who the marketing director is for the.
Yeah, that person. Do they still have a job?
Yeah, I'm saying, how do you even have a job doing that to a kid? I mean, you give him the kid.
That's a firing. You're right.
And I'm like, who came up with the idea of like, hey, we're gonna, and you don't even tell the kid that you might be doing it. It's one thing if you kind of let him in on the deal, like, hey, listen, man, we're gonna do this, and the kid will probably say, well, why? Just give me the damn PS5.
I'm asking for the PS5 Pro at this point. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to upgrade me.
Yeah, I want the one that can, like, what? Like, heat up your pizza or whatever? Did you see that?
That's that trophy for the Pop-Tarts bowl.
No, I'm serious. They have, like, else. No, I'm serious, dude. I'll circle. You think I'm getting sacked on that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to follow up on it, but. Yeah, it was hilarious because it was like Santa's there and they're like, yeah, this boy on his Christmas wish list, he had the PS5 and they do the whole thing. It's in the gift bag. Gosh. He unveils it and then they take it away from him. That is crazy.
I mean, the kid's face, dude, he's so excited.
So I can't confirm this PS5 that can heat up a pizza, but maybe you could plug something into its power source and, you know, run your, air fryer or toaster oven. That'd right cool. there.
This is what I saw. Pizza Station 5 Development pizza kit sold for $6,500. Thinly disguised Sony PS5 kit slips past Sony, complete with a slice of frozen pizza and spatula supporting a PlayStation logo.
I love it.
So wow. There's a photo that shows you can, like, heat up a frozen pizza on.
Don't even have to leave the room.
Can you play games on
it? Yeah. Our friend Ron Chase is the director of marketing and projects for the Charlotte Hornets.
Bye-bye, Ron.
Yeah, Ron's on the hot seat.
His team includes Jacob Gallagher. He's chief revenue officer. He's like, hey, that's going to cost us some money.
Oh, that's a $500 item, sir.
We're going to get that back. Betsy Mack, and she's like going, well, why are we doing this in the first place? And then Liz Rakoff is going, well, that's a terrible idea, Ron. Why don't we get the thing back? You know we can't afford the thing. So anyway, they're having a meeting. They've got a lot of people, a lot of cooks in the kitchen here in Charlotte, you know?
It's a weird deal there in Charlotte with how many different machinations they've had of that franchise. Time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
All right, man, it's a butt-naked Wednesday. Hump day, let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Illegal, you can't even look at a young lady and say, hey, oh my God, it's a nice shirt. You going to jail. You going to jail. Am I lying? Bill Cosby just got out of jail last year. Talking about he was in 1648. Harriet Tubman is an eyewitness. And I don't know what's going on with the R. Kelly shit. I'm confused. Because I listened to the girls talk. They said, hey, they were being held captives. And they went to the mall. Then they say the can't read. I'm like, well, whoa. Ain't that a great time to write a note? We at the mall.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yes, it is Butt Naked Wednesday. This is LA Live for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Word to Miss Badu, I too was born underwater with $3.06. Peace to the gods and all that fly stuff, man. I had a real nice night last night.
What happened?
You know,
two for one wings?
They don't come a dime a dozen like they used to when you were younger. You know, it was a nice night. Gods and the stars and everything lined up for me. The weather was right. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you know,
wife's out of town, obviously.
Oh, man.
Nobody's bothering
you. It ain't got that good yet. It's so peaceful when she falls asleep in that house. I'm like, oh, my God. I think,
is it time for your Ambien? 7:30.
Here's some wine, honey.
But, yeah, it was a nice night out there last night, man. So I grabbed a cigar, made some margaritas, stepped outside,
margaritas,
and put some Wagyu burgers on the grill.
There you go.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
There you go, man.
Yeah, so, shout out to Derek Holland. I was over there on Sunday, and he just gave me so much beef. He gave me so much meat. I was like, man, I can't. What are we going to... How am I going to take all of this home? He's like, get a bag. I'm like, damn, I'm grocery shopping, man. Grocery shopping, man.
Derek's got that Wagyu in the back.
It's so much of it.
Derek wouldn't rug pull your PS5, would he?
Nah, hell no, man. So I had a good night last night, man.
Nice.
They come a dime a dozen nowadays. But I appreciate the gods for lining up and giving me that.
Gotta appreciate it when you can.
Gotta appreciate it. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. A winner right here comes from the Straight Game Podcast. It's Mike Bibby, Eddie House, and Ty Ellis out of Dallas. Now, I think we're figuring it out, okay? We're putting it all together. Yeah. I don't know what Mike Dunleavy did to Eddie House, but Eddie House is talking mad crazy about Dunleavy right here.
Y'all had a hell of a squad, though.
No. What's crazy is we almost had y'all. We had your ass, and Mike Dunleavy, and I told him this. He
You don't like Mike Dunleavy?
I hate that mother.
Rasheed Wallace, a lot of people do.
I hate him. He's a piece of
Wow.
He's a piece of
a lot of guys don't.
No, he's
Mike.
A piece of That's all it is. He's a piece of shit.
So what is he good, Mike?
What is he?
Not a piece of shit. You know
Mike
I mean?
Thought he was smarter than everybody.
And
player,
his breath stank smell like shit, too. He's a piece of shit. Mike Dunleavy. This is about you and your team. That motherfucker.
Man,
don't cut that out.
Cause
you know what I'm saying at the end of the day.
Eddie House is cussing and fussing about Mike Dunleavy.
That's real bad.
I'm pretty sure by the end of the week we're gonna have some stories about why do you feel this way? Because today I learned this. You know what I mean? Today I learned you had beef.
Yeah, I learned he had a podcast too. We need a follow-up segment, you know? I'll be this looking to download it.
Yeah. Little vibes right here. I wouldn't wanna be like you. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos right here. It's not officially the holiday season until, this is what I asked. I wanted to say it's not officially Christmas until, but I wanted to add all the holidays in. I didn't want anybody to feel left out. So it's not officially the holiday season until what happens, folks?
I feel like there's a right answer to this, but I'm going to say something wrong. I think it's the Monday of Thanksgiving.
The Monday of Thanksgiving. That's when you start feeling like it's the holiday season.
Yeah. I'll drop a happy holidays on you there.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. Mm. Everybody got to have their own vibes. Tolos answered it on Facebook. I got answers like, hold up. God, doggy. Vibes. Okay. Yeah, it's not officially the holiday season until Tolo said the turkeys go on sale at Kroger's. This other Tolo said, I see Santa at the Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
Yep.
He's usually the last one to come on through. Santa at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I mean, it's just a flurry of them, though. Thanksgiving to Christmas. I mean, you could even go, like, Halloween.
Like, after Halloween, it's the holiday season.
You start feeling like it's the holiday season right after Halloween?
We're cooking, definitely.
Yeah.
Now we're gearing up for Thanksgiving. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that Thanksgiving Day Parade, I watch that. I do watch it every year. Even though I might not sit down and watch it, it's on. And then the dog show is on after that.
That dog show.
You pay attention. Dog show. Yeah. Dog show is
on. Hey, Lucius.
What's up, buddy?
Looks like that Eddie House got traded by Dunleavy from the Clippers. They shed his salary. They dumped him is what happened. They're going to make a run at Kobe Bryant. And they traded him to the Charlotte Bobcats. But he was waived to clear a roster spot for Kareem Rush also. So Dunleavy traded him. Matter of fact, Eddie House was waived by the Bobcats, and then they asked the Clippers about bringing him back, and Dunleavy says, "We're not looking for anybody. I like our mix." So it was a trade that was involved, is what happened. It was in 2004.
Another element.
There was a rumor that Dunleavy was trying to get his son to the team, to the Clippers.
Oh.
And that's why maybe this all kind of went down. This was on December 7th of 2004.
Okay, so speaking of his son.
Yeah.
Perhaps Senior told Junior to play rough with Mr. House.
Yeah.
As during a game in 2008, Dunleavy Junior fouled House hard while attempting to contest a shot. The contact sent House to the floor, and some viewed the play as overly aggressive. House, a fiery competitor, was visibly upset by the foul. The incident escalated tensions on the court, but did not result in an altercation. Dunleavy was not assessed a flagrant foul, but the moment's remembered primarily because of House's reaction and the physicality of the game.
Oh, wow.
So Senior ordered a hit.
Mm.
I can see why you don't like that guy.
Yeah. Maybe Junior took it into his own hands.
Mm. Mm. The plot thickens.
Yep.
It's not officially the holiday season until my neighbors start putting up their lights the day after Halloween. Another one says, Coca-Cola switches up their advertising.
Yeah, I do like the Coke holiday.
The polar bears are great.
I love the polar bears.
Yep.
It's not officially the holiday season until I start hearing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra while grocery shopping.
There you go. That's a good one.
I like that. So, the other night I was at Walmart. I ran into Sean the Tolo, the Las Vegas fan in hockey.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Big Sean.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing here? I thought you lived in Plano. We said, I do. I'm with Jesse Holly's Helping Hands.
Hey.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go get some ground beef. I'm going to circle around and catch up with Jesse. And the Holly Jolly Christmas is playing in the background. Yeah. I got my phone out. I'm going to run up on Jesse Holly with Holly Jolly Christmas playing in the background. Couldn't find him.
Oh.
I don't know how you miss a 6'5", 280-pound dude. But I couldn't find him with long hair.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to make a magical viral moment there.
That would have been fun.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to donate some hamburger meat.
Are you kids?
Okay. I know you want a Barbie.
Just put them on the green egg, okay? They're going to be great.
Is that 80-20?
Yeah.
It's not officially the holiday season until Hans Gruber falls from the Nakatomi Tower.
Die Hard.
That's Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Gotcha.
Christmas movie.
Starbucks drops the red cups. That's when the holiday season starts for this fellow.
What about the car commercials?
Oh yeah, they always get the bows on them.
Yep, the bows.
The Lexus with the bows.
Kind of like they got the fun holiday music, the sexy voiceover.
He gives the girl a dog. She gives him a car.
Yeah,
they're in the mountains somewhere. Yeah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a big tundra comes barreling through the trees.
Yeah.
Like, all right,
snow everywhere.
Yeah,
great ad.
She gets a dog.
Yeah. The car commercials.
I like those truck commercials though. The wife does buy the husband a truck.
Always.
Yeah, I love it. Oh,
it's not real life.
It's not real life.
Here's your new car. Look outside.
It's not real.
Disney fairy tale.
Well, is it used?
Yeah.
Is it used?
It's not officially the holiday season until Little Debbie releases those Christmas tree cakes.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Oh.
Divine.
It's not a... Yeah? You guys... Okay.
I mean, they're basically like zebra cakes, but in shapes of Christmas trees.
Right. Makes them taste better.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not officially the holiday season until Pizza-thon.
Pizza-thon is one, yes.
There you go.
That gets me in a good mood.
The Wednesday before, that's a special day.
It is wonderful.
It really
puts me in a good 2-day work week.
Yeah. Dawson was off 3 days.
Five.
It
was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
It's not officially the holiday season until I hear Silent Night by The Temptations.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Temptations are great.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Hold on, let me get this real quick for you. Ooh, hold on. Listen to this for a second while I find this. Yep. Here it is.
The most famous
reindeer of all. This dude right here is singing karaoke. He's singing The Temptations Silent Night at karaoke.
Oh.
Talented right here, showing off in front of all those aunties.
All right, he's got it. Yeah.
Got it.
He got it.
Hey!
Yeah. See, that's a bar I need to go to for karaoke, because usually you go to the ones people can't sing. They can't
drunk sing. People singing Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah.
Spirit in the Sky. It's officially the holiday season when the Dallas Cowboys are eliminated from the playoffs. Damn.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
When people start screaming about the war on Christmas. Oh. Jesus is white. And so is Santa. That's my girl, Megyn Kelly, right?
Megyn Kelly.
She'll let you know. She was ready for the smoke, fam. She was ready.
Bring it on.
She hit the papers together. She's like, and that's the end of it. It's not officially the holiday season until the Christmas Story Marathon starts on TBS.
Man, I think I've seen that one enough.
It's, man.
It was great in the mid-80s when it first come out.
Yeah.
You watch it once, you're good.
And that bully in that movie is terrifying. Movie. I remember being like 7 years old, being scared of that kid.
Is that the one that he puts his tongue against the thing and is frozen?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and early on he beats up Ralphie and like smashes his face in the snow.
I know, it's the right one.
But yes, that is the right
one. So many movies, dog. You know your boy.
That's weed.
I get him confused.
Cigars, I have to watch a movie margaritas. Like 8 times to remember it.
For it to land sometimes, because that's how we used to do it back in the day.
That's right.
As soon as the movie was over, we'd run it right back.
Yep.
It's not officially the holiday season until the first pumpkin spice latte is brewed. There's a fight between my cousins and the cops get called.
Yeah.
Been there before. Cops didn't get called, but me and the cousins, we definitely had it out. Yeah. We got lost trying to go to Big T. I thought I knew the way. Boy, they made fun of me the whole way. It was time to fight to get out the car.
Stop. Stop right now. Stop.
You don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Stop.
Yeah, it was time to fight, man. I'm like, all right, what's the nooks? It's not officially the holiday season until 2 days before Christmas, I decided to start doing my shopping.
There you go.
Yeah, that's me. Yep. I might be getting people screenshots of the things that I ordered for them.
Yeah, it's coming, I promise.
It'll be here. You need to check the mail.
For the new year.
Yeah. Cars start getting broken into. That's the holiday season. That's a fact.
That sucks.
Charlie Brown Christmas comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I seen Rudolph the other day.
The old school one? Like the
claymation?
One?
Yeah, it's like cool.
Claymation.
It's amazing how they put that together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Story's awful.
Oh.
They disrespected Rudolph to the highest of disrespectivity.
No.
Until they realized, hey, man, this guy is the only thing that can save us.
We need him.
We need him. Yeah. And then they started kissing, but it was so fake.
Yeah.
Fake. Rudolph, get out of there.
Yeah, deuces, guys.
Get out of there, man.
See you next time.
Some haters, bro. Last one right here. It's not officially the holiday season until Grandma gets toasted on eggnog and starts making vaguely racist remarks about my cousin's black boyfriend. What time does that basketball game start? I'm pretty sure you're a fan, aren't you?
Pretty sure.
What's
your favorite meal?
Yeah, what's your favorite meal? Honey, we don't have any hog.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I will holler, folks.
There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 6 o'clock, time for a Chuck Wagon. Well, Chuck, what do you say?
Let's do it. Rooting for your ex. Supercharged Saturday, and Bobby Witt Jr. is cashing in.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.